A 4-year-old and a 6-year-old presented their mom with a houseplant. They had used their own money to buy it, and she was thrilled. The older of the two children told their mother, "There was a bouquet at the flower shop that we wanted to give you, but it was too expensive. It was real pretty, and it had a ribbon on it that said, 'Rest in peace.' We thought it would be perfect because you're always asking for a little peace so that you can rest." I was thinking about Mother's Day this morning, and I was trying to figure out what about Mother's Day can lead us in worship to God, and so I have a bit of a bunny trail that I'll try to take you down, because I'm not actually going to talk about Mother's Day a little bit, but that story does talk about the sacrifices that mothers make. And so in thinking of mothers and thinking of my mother and my wife, who's the mother to our children, and the sacrifice that that she makes, it does take me into thinking about Jesus and the sacrifices that he made for us. And so this morning, for our time of devotional, I do want to remember Jesus because of the sacrifice that he made that lets us have peace with him. So in looking at a number of scriptures in relation to that, first off, I want us to remember that Jesus was the Son of God. He lived in heaven in glory, but then came down to earth as a baby and was cared for by human parents, just like we were. In John chapter 1, verse 14, it says, "The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth." I also want to look at Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 7. You may turn there if you would like. Philippians chapter 2. Beginning there in verse 5, "Have this mind among yourselves, who is yours in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men." I'm going to pause there. We'll come back to Philippians, to this chapter again then. I'd also want to remember that Jesus was tempted like we are. Not only did he come to earth as a baby, but he was tempted like we are, yet without sin. Jesus lived on earth, experienced all of the same problems and temptations that we've experienced. Hebrews chapter 4 talks about that. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 14. Since then, we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. Let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. I want us to remember that Jesus suffered and died on the cross for us, for our sins. Jumping back into Philippians 2, continuing on where we stopped there, in verse 8, "And being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." So in thinking of Jesus suffering and dying, I also want to read Isaiah chapter 53. It's a common passage, or familiar, but it does, it speaks into all of this as well, of Jesus coming to earth. I'm going to read the full chapter. Isaiah 53, "Who has believed what he has heard from us? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For he grew up before him like a young plant and like a root out of dry ground. He had no form or majesty that we should look at him, and no beauty that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and as one from whom men hide their faces. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace, and with his stripes we are healed. All we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. Like a lamb that is led to the slaughter, and like a sheep that before its shearers is silent, so he opened not his mouth. By oppression and judgment he was taken away, and as for his generation, who considered that he was cut off for the land of the living, stricken for the transgression of my people? And they made his grave with the wicked and with the rich man in his death, although he had done no violence, and there was no deceit in his mouth. Yet it is the will of the Lord to crush him. He has put him to grief. When his soul makes an offering for guilt, he shall see his offspring. He shall prolong his days. The will of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. Out of the anguish of his soul, he shall see and be satisfied. By his knowledge shall the righteous one, my servant, make many to be accounted righteous, and he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore, I will divide him a portion with the many, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he poured out his soul to death and was numbered with the transgressors. Yet he bore the sin of many and makes intercession for the transgressors. I want us to remember the sacrifice of Jesus, because his sacrifice lets us have peace with him. Once again, remembering Jesus left heaven. He was the Son of God. God, the creator of the universe, left heaven, came down to earth, and sacrificed his life for us. So while we, today is Mother's Day, we're remembering our mothers and the sacrifices they make for us. Let's also remember Jesus and praise him this morning. I was trying to think of a good, trying to find an adequate song to express what I was thinking. I didn't really find it, but I do want to sing number 100, I believe. It's a song of joy and praise to God, and I think that might be a it doesn't really talk about the sacrifice, but it is a song of praise to God, and that I think that will work this morning. Sorry, number 100, praise the Lord, ye heavens, adore him.